Hello and welcome to episode 11 of Business English Made Easy. I'm your host, Victoria, and today we're focusing on the unique aspects of virtual meetings. With the rise of remote work, it's crucial to navigate these digital discussions with confidence. Let's dive into key phrases and tips specific to virtual settings. Before we move forward, visit lvlinguistics.be/episode11 to download the worksheet for today's episode. Starting a virtual meeting requires not just a greeting, but also a quick tech check. Begin with, can everyone hear me clearly? Or, could you give me a thumbs up if my screen is visible? This ensures everyone is connected and ready to go. In virtual meetings, managing turn-taking is important. Use phrases like, I'd like to invite John to share their thoughts next, or let's hear from Susan on this. It helps avoid people talking over each other. Clarifying audio issues is common in virtual meetings. If you can't hear someone, say, your audio is breaking up. Could you please repeat that? Or, it seems there's a lag. Can we pause for a moment? This addresses technical problems politely. If you need to share your screen, always announce your actions. Say, I'm going to share my screen now. Does everyone see it? Clear communication is key when sharing visual information. Introducing visuals or slides in a virtual meeting also requires specific phrases. For instance, on this slide we can see, or this graph illustrates, helps direct attention to your shared content. Another aspect unique to virtual meetings is managing distractions. If you must step away briefly, inform others verbally or via chat by saying or writing, please excuse me for a moment, I'll be right back. It's polite and ensures the meeting runs smoothly. Encouraging participation in virtual meetings can be challenging. To engage others, use, I would love to get your input on this, John, or does anyone have any virtual hand raises or comments? This fosters interaction and inclusivity. As you conclude, acknowledge the virtual setting. Say, thank you for joining from different time zones, or I appreciate everyone's participation despite the technical challenges today. This shows understanding and appreciation for the virtual context. Lastly, always end with a clear action plan. I will follow up with an email summarizing our action items, or let's reconvene next week to discuss progress. This ensures everyone knows the next steps. Remember, virtual meetings have their own rhythm and challenges. Being mindful of these and using the right phrases can make your digital communication seamless or smooth and productive. For more on mastering virtual meetings in English, head over to lvlinguistics.be/episode11 to download the worksheet packed with tips and practice scenarios. Thanks for tuning in to Business English Made Easy. Embrace the digital shift with confidence in your next virtual meeting. Stay curious and keep learning. Goodbye.